Operations sequencing and dispatching. Operations sequencing is the method used to control priorities when it is not necessary to resort to replanning. The process of controlling the priority of orders is called dispatching. Operations sequencing, priority control. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines priority control and operations sequencing terms. Priority control, the process of communicating start and completion dates to manufacturing departments in order to execute a plan. The dispatch list is the tool normally used to provide these dates and priorities based on the current plan and status of all open orders. Operations sequencing, a technique for short-term planning of actual jobs to be run in each work center based upon capacity, for example, existing workforce and machine availability and priorities. The result is a set of projected completion times for the operations and simulated queue levels for facilities. Sequencing. Determining the order in which a manufacturing facility is to process a number of different jobs in order to achieve certain objectives. The master production schedule sets due dates for finished goods. Material requirements planning translates these into due dates for components, and scheduling releases these orders to minimize capacity or resource conflicts. Priority control is needed at this point because neither supply nor demand is fully stable in many manufacturing environments. Customers may request changes in due dates or quantities, perhaps by requesting expediting. Materials may arrive late or early. Scrap or quality rejects may be higher than the standard amount. Multiple orders may have the same due date, or work centers may need to process multiple orders by the same operation due date. Job sequencing rules are needed to account for these issues. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines job sequencing rules as a set of priorities and conditions that specify the order in which jobs are processed to meet objectives, such as reducing idle time or minimizing lateness. C. Dispatching rule. These are also called priority rules. Many different priority rules have been established to support production activity control, PIC. Some of the more common include the following. Due date. Using the due date as a priority could mean that the organization uses the earliest operation due date or possibly the earliest part due date. Both of these use scheduled due dates or parts in operations. Scheduled due dates help determine order priority, which is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the level of importance given to each order with respect to its characteristics such as urgency, value, customer, and shipping distance. Order priority determines which orders should be manufactured or fulfilled first to maximize customer satisfaction and profitability. Order slack. The order slack time is determined by summing the setup and run times for the remaining operations, and then subtracting the duration of time until the part is due. The priority would be to work on the job with the least slack time next. Slack per operation. This is also a dispatching rule. It will be covered in more detail in the discussion of dispatching rules. Critical ratio. This is also a dispatching rule. It will be covered in more detail in the discussion of dispatching rules. Shortest operation next. This priority rule ignores all of the due dates. The job that can be completed in the shortest amount of time is next. Dispatching. In addition to priority rules, sequencing also includes dispatching. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following dispatching terms. Dispatching. 1. Selecting and sequencing available jobs to be run at individual workstations and assigning those jobs to workers. 2. Planning and controlling the movement of goods to satisfy customer requirements, including assigning shipments to specific vehicles and drivers and monitoring the status of shipments in transit. Dispatching rule. The logic used to assign priorities to jobs at a work center. C. Job sequencing rule. Longest task time. LTT rule. Operation due date. 1. The date when an operation should be completed so that its order due date can be met. It can be calculated based on scheduled quantities and lead times. 2. A job sequencing algorithm. Dispatching rule, giving earlier operation due dates higher priority. Dispatch list. A list of manufacturing orders in priority sequence containing detailed information about priority, location, quantity, and the capacity requirements of the manufacturing order by operation. Dispatch lists are normally generated daily and oriented by work center. SINs. Priority report. Work center schedule. Capacity requirements. The resources needed to produce the projected level of work required from a facility over a time horizon. Capacity requirements are usually expressed in terms of hours of work or when units consume similar resources at the same rate, units of production. limiting operation. The operation with the least capacity in a series of operations with no alternative routings. The capacity of the total system can be no greater than the limiting operation. And as long as this limiting condition exists, the total system can be effectively scheduled by scheduling the limiting operation and providing this operation with proper buffers. C. Bottleneck, protective capacity, protective inventory. Once an organization has determined the priority rules it will use, then it uses dispatching to determine the order in which to apply the rules and complete the items on the dispatch list. This list is used to notify workers which order numbers to process first. Dispatch list. Exhibit 7-16 shows a dispatch list for Work Center 13, a spot welding station for a door manufacturer. Exhibit 7-16, dispatch list. The dispatch list is generated using dispatching rules that help set the priority of orders. Dispatching rules. Below are some of the more common dispatching rules, each of which seeks to help in managing PIC. Some of the rules will perform better than others at meeting due dates, maximizing work center throughput, or minimizing work in process inventory. But no single rule works best at optimizing all of these objectives. First come, first served, FCFS. Jobs are done in the order received. This ignores due dates and processing times, but may work if schedules are well-designed and stable. Earliest job due date, EDD. Jobs with the earliest end unit due date are completed first, which conforms to the basic output of a material requirements planning, MRP, system. Thus, EEDD is a default option. The other methods refine or override the MRP output in one way or another. This prioritizes due dates without regard to processing time, meaning some longer orders might make shorter orders late. An advantage of this method is that it supports on-time order completion. Earliest operation due date, OD. Jobs with the earliest operation due date, work center operation, are completed first. This takes both the due date and the processing time into account, because the operation due date reflects the amount of processing time. Shortest process time, SPT. The jobs with the shortest process time are sequenced first. This ignores due dates, but gets the most jobs done overall. Longer jobs may be delayed, however. The following are two variants of this method. Least work remaining, LWR. This variant of SPT sums up all processing time remaining until the job is finished and prioritizes the jobs that can be finished the fastest overall. Fewest operations remaining, FOR. This variant sums up the remaining sequential operations and prioritizes the jobs that have the fewest remaining operations. Advantages of SPT include lower work in process inventory, shorter average completion time, and fewer late jobs overall. Critical ratio. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the critical ratio, CR, as a dispatching rule that calculates a priority index number by dividing the time to due date remaining, time remaining, by the expected elapsed time to finish the job, work, remaining. For example, critical ratio equals time remaining slash work, remaining equals 30 slash 40 equals 75. A ratio less than 1.0 indicates the job is behind schedule. A ratio greater than 1.0 indicates the job is ahead of schedule. And a ratio of 1.0 indicates the job is on schedule. More simply stated, the ratio of processing time remaining to lead time remaining, work remaining. It results in a ratio that shows the relative priority of the order compared to other orders at the work center. The rule is to sequence the order with the lowest ratio first. Negative values are considered the lowest, with minus 2 being a higher priority than minus 1. Here's what the ratio values mean. If the CR is 0 or negative, expedite. The order is currently late. If the CR is less than 1.0, expedite. The order is behind schedule. If the CR is 1.0, the order is on schedule. If the CR is greater than 1.0, the order is ahead of schedule. The critical ratio can be calculated using days or hours, depending on the situation. Note also that, when calculated, the ratio is often rounded to 1 or 2 decimal places. The equation for the critical ratio follows, along with an example of order C, introduced in the exhibit below, where the order due date is manufacturing calendar day 56. The present date is day 48. And the lead time remaining is 16 days. In this case, the actual time remaining is half as much as the total lead time remaining for all operations, comprising their respective queue setup, run, wait, and move times, meaning that perhaps this operation had delays, rejected units, and
so on.
If the critical ratio is used as the rule, this order would therefore be a higher priority than an order that was on schedule, 1.0. Slack time. This is the time remaining for an order's due date minus the sum of its remaining setup and runtimes. An example is shown for part 100 with an added input. The sum of its remaining setup and runtimes is 5 days. The order with the lowest slack time is scheduled first. Slack time per operation is slack time divided by the number of remaining operations, and the lowest value is the highest priority. An advantage of this method is that it focuses on meeting order due dates. Exhibit 7-17 compares how the first 5 of these methods would prioritize a set of orders based on their rules. Slack time is not shown. Note how different rules result in different order priorities. Due dates are listed by their shop calendar dates, and the current day is listed at the top of the exhibit. Exhibit 7-17. Comparison of dispatching rules. In this example, today's date is day 48, so order A is already late. Thus, it is the highest priority in several of the methods, especially since it is late at this work center as well. The critical ratio is order B is on schedule. Running orders based on priority rules might delay orders that are currently on schedule until they are also in need of expediting. Note that many of the inputs could also change. Order and operation due dates might change if orders are expedited or de-expedited. Process times are based on standard times and so are less likely to change, but they could be temporarily changed due to issues such as breakdowns. For the critical ratio, the current day and the remaining lead time will change each day as orders are processed. But if queues are growing longer, for example, lead times could become problematic quickly. Therefore, many, but not all, of these sequencing priorities could change over time. However, it may not be wise to change orders that are already being run at a work center due to added setup time. An important point about sequencing rules is that since people need to implement them, they should not be too complex or confusing. Whichever rule is adopted should be the rule that is consistently applied.